you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. And as they say, I'm cutting to the chase. Yesterday, we didn't even have nearly enough time.
Oh,
and
no.
We only touched on a new verse during our series of Memorization Monday, Revelation 4:11. So let me recap that. And thank you, God, that Dr. Webb was available for today's broadcast to talk about so many different things and to even touch on the great verse yesterday, Revelation 4:11, and that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. So if you missed it, I recommend and encourage you to go to our website. I think you'll really be blessed by what was said and shared. But Revelation 4:11 says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." So, Dr. Webb, I know you had some things to say about Romans 8 and why this verse is so fundamental or important for us to all be aware of, because God is sovereign, he is great, and it's not just us humans that worship him, but the heavenly beings, the elders, glorious happenings that are going on in
heaven. That's a big picture.
And we're going to be a part of that, but we can even worship them here and now and today.
I feel like going to church right now.
Yeah. I want to give you maximum amount of time, so let me step away. I also want to touch on the two new books that you have out.
Yeah,
and
we don't
some
want to
unique
miss that.
Things God is doing in Mahomet through the open room. But if you will, take it away. How can we recap yesterday and then get some more insights into this special passage?
Well, thank you, Mark. It's just a real privilege to be back and a privilege to be able to speak again about the highest scripture that I can think of, really. It's so worshipful, so profound. And the reason I say that, and I mentioned this yesterday when we started, that I think if we can get Revelations 4 and 5 in our mind as a perspective to life, to how to live life, it will make a huge difference how we in the kingdom of God today live in the church age. You see, God keeps in tension both his love and his faithfulness, his mercy and his grace. He keeps all that in tension with his justice and the fact that he will judge sin and evil. He has to, but he keeps that perfect dimension. In Revelation 4, we see that dimension. We see the fire and the lightning and the thunder of the judgment, but we also see this beautiful green emerald rainbow, that promise of faithfulness to his covenant, his forgiveness, his love for his people. But we need to keep in mind that God is being patient now. But there will come a time, and Revelation tells us that, the whole book of Revelation tells us, there will come a time where he must judge, and he must bring justice, and evil must be taken care of. And I think as Christians, we need to live every day with the understanding that we are living here temporarily, but there's going to come a time when all things will be made new. And we need to be ready so that when he comes, we have completely been faithful to him. The other thing that it helps us to do as Christians is get this sense of urgency to be able to bring other people that we love, our friends, our family, into the kingdom before the time of judgment comes. He will judge, and we have to be prepared. Now, one thing that I think relates to Revelation 4 and 5, as I was studying it and thinking about it, was the beautiful part in Paul talks about in Romans 8. Where it says in verse 22, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as if in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body." You see, we are living in a time where we are knowing that we're living in a world, the kingdom of the world, which is evil. It is full of sin. And we are living as a kingdom within the kingdom, in the kingdom of God. But we know that there will come a time when they will need to be judged. and judged worthy or judged not worthy. And we're eagerly waiting for that. That's an eternity we'll live with the Lord, and we're getting through this time now.
And is that where we would love to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And I think if we keep this mindset that there will come a time that we will have to stand in front of the Lord, it changes how we live our life. And I guess that's sort of what I would like to say to finish up on the Revelations 4.
And if you missed yesterday's broadcast, like I mentioned, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, besides being a full-time physician and having many, many patients and teaching Bible study and helping launch, being in the midst of a newer church and working in the community and carving out time for us today and mentoring and being the granddad and father, we didn't get to mention much, but you have four lovely daughters, and one is a physician at the clinic in Mahomet where you both serve. And I know there's kind of a unique thing that your daughter Christine, Dr. Hendricks, with some other women and some other supporters, there's a thing called the Open Room. It's basically a storefront in downtown Mahomet amongst other storefronts and restaurants and other service-providing buildings that has been open. So maybe share a little about that, because that'll springboard into what's going on Saturday, November 2nd. And so we'll talk a little about that, because your book also will be a part of that, and then we'll talk about the children's book too.
Great, great. Well, I know that Christine would want me to say this. Christine has been the driving force for the vision of Open Room. Mm-hmm. For a long time, she has had a vision, she and her husband Jeremy, had a vision of having a presence, a Christian presence, in downtown Mahomet, the big town of Mahomet, right in the main street, so that people can understand that we are seeking this community to be for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so a facility, a room, came available. Used to be a barbershop called the Wicked Rascal, and it became available, and several women, about six women and their husbands in many cases, came together and said, let's just go ahead and rent this room and let God sort of deal with it and use it as he seems fit. And so that's been going on now for, I'm going to sort of guess about 6 months. We redid it inside and have it fixed up really in a warm, intimate, inviting way. And it's like a Christian coffee house.
That's good. Coffee.
Yeah. And coffee is free. People can come in. It's open early in the morning, and we keep it open all day. People can wander in. They're helping themselves to water and coffee. They can sit. There's a library there. There's a place to write down prayer requests, and that will be prayed for. Different groups use the room. Youth groups will meet there sometimes. Small private Bible studies will meet there. One-on-one discipling goes on there. We have every second Monday in the evening a community prayer night, and we get anywhere from 15 to 30 folks come out and pray. Different teaching goes on there, one of which we'll talk about here in a minute. But also we have a movie night where we show Christian movies. We have worship time. All sorts of things are going on, and it's really been an exciting project, primarily because we are not organizing it. Mm-hmm. We're not running it. God's running it. And that's what really impressed us, how he's taken this thing and creatively using it to bring him glory and honor, just like Revelation 4 says.
And I'm going to probably try to work it so Dr. Hendricks, Christine, can come in and talk a little more and share some of the prayer that went behind it and financially how it's put together. So when you think of a room, it's kind of a large room. It's a storefront. Businesses have gone on there, but they have couches and chairs.
It's exciting.
It's very warm and inviting. And when I visited it some months back, there was like 4 or 5 high school girls sitting around the table just sharing and talking. I thought, wow, this is interesting. There's no like management presence there. It's open and available. But people can find out more, like the activities and specifics. I think it's at the, like the word T-H-E, hyphen, openroom.com, and I think there's a listing of some of the activities, or when was that prayer night that he mentioned, and what movie's going to be shown, and some of the other specifics. And you could probably like email if you wanted to try to reserve it. Maybe you're going to start a Bible study or other ways that it can be utilized. But it's free of charge. And I know these families have pooled monies together to pay for the rent and to keep it clean and organized. It's right in downtown Muhammad on the main street. You can't miss it. It's called The Open Room. And you can find out more at the-openroom.com, the-openroom.com. And I know on Saturday, November 2nd, you're going to be launching a first of a series of, I guess, twice a month, the first and third, a men's study that's going to cover your latest book, or one of your latest books. I think you have two or three or four that'll be out soon. And the book is entitled Letters to David. How about talking to us a little about this? Because I learned of this through my men's study in Muhammad, and Mark Kessler is a part of a Friday night Bible study that you help facilitate and lead. And he's like, oh, Dr. Webb's going to do the study for men, and it's about this book that he wrote that he wished that if he had a father writing him letters when he was in his 20s or 30s, this senior saint, this man of God, would have given him wisdom or insights or special thoughts. And so talk about this book and then how it will be used on future Saturdays.
Well, part of the vision that God opened up to us on The Open Room was a concern for raising up men in the community to stand in the gap. And I really feel very passionate about that. I really think that men need to step up and become men of God if we're going to really bring the kingdom of God into the fullness that it deserves. So as I was thinking and praying about this, I ran across a book written by another very popular Christian writer that made a statement relative to church. He said, I wished I would have known when I was 25 what I know today concerning the church. And God spoke to me at that point and said, you know what? There's other subjects other than the church that would have been nice if you had known at age 30 what you now know at age 73. Mm-hmm. Not that I know everything at all. I don't. But I know a little bit more now than I did back then.
Right.
And so the thought was, maybe I'll write myself letters as a 73-year-old man to myself at age 30 on a variety of different subjects. Subjects that would force me, admonish me, to take a proactive, intentional look at the subject and then to do something about it as I go forward in my life. Not to wait to 73 or whatever age and look back and say, gee, I wished I would have done this differently. This is an opportunity, I think, for men to take a look at where they are on these areas, on these subjects, and then to proactively do something about it.
And so the study, which will start and be launched on Saturday, November 2nd, is from 7 to 8:30 in the morning, the first and third Saturdays. Now, is there a way they can let you know in advance that they plan to attend, or is it we'll see who shows up?
It's both. Okay. Yes, they can register, and we encourage them to do that through the website on The Open Room. They can register there, but if they want to just show up, they are more than welcome. And they will receive one of these books, because this will be the study guide, so to speak. Each of these letters, Mark, has with it scripture. And then after the letter, there is a study guide that we will work through. And each time we meet, we'll do one or two of these letters. And we'll meet for two Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, beginning November the 2nd. We'll do it for probably 6 months and then see what God wants to do after that. But yes, they can sign up online first or show up. And it's not necessary that they be there every single time. If their schedule is such they can't come every time, that's fine. They can come on the Saturdays they're available.
Now, this is like a wise sage, if you will, a 70-something-year-old man, yourself, writing to potentially like a 20, 30-year-old to offer wisdom or insight or life lessons learned.
Right.
But say somebody like me, nearing 60, or Mark Kessler, I know, you know, in our 60s, or somebody in their 40s, would they feel like this would be something appropriate for them, or are you targeting more of these 20, 30-year-olds, our future generations?
No, it's going to be appropriate for all ages for two reasons. Certainly, the younger you are, the more opportunity you have to proactively change things. But even at our age, we still have the older years to go. We have midlife years to go. We have some other issues in our life that we still have to address, firstly. Secondly, we can influence the younger people. We have maybe children or grandchildren or friends, and we need to learn these things and pass it on to them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about for myself and for some other men that are maybe older, that they might even be able to leave after attending these for the coming months and do this themselves, take on their own little group of mentoring some younger men, and being that Paul to Timothy or the Barnabas, you know, being one of those three that either they're mentoring somebody or they're being mentored by somebody, but they're passing on their life lessons. So, yeah, that's going to be exciting. So you can find out more at the-openroom.com, the-openroom.com. There's a way to register to find out more information, the specifics. It's in downtown Mahomet, and it'll begin November 2nd. So that'll be this coming Saturday
at
7 a.m., and then it goes to 8:30, free of charge. Help get the word out. You might be somebody that really is hungry for learning God's word and life lessons, or maybe you want to pour into somebody and you want to see how it's done and how Dr. Webb has done it. And this book, it's called Letters to David by David Webb.
Well, that's what I like. It says, an older man writes letters to himself as a younger man on critical areas of living. I love the brilliance of, you know, not writing it to other people, writing it to younger people. You wrote it to yourself, to the young you that you know you were. I love that. It's a mix of humbleness and just brilliant.
Well, one thing I want to point out, that I do not expect the readers of this book to agree with everything that I write. Mm-hmm. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to compel them to address the subject with prayer and with God's wisdom from His Word. This book is an admonishment to men to step up, address the issue, and take control.
Now, would you say an admonishment or a challenge?
Yes.
Or an exhortation, like you said, step up to get involved, to take on the mantle, that calling that God has put on men to be leaders, to be engaged, to be attentive to needs of others, and to be mentoring.
Well, in the introduction, I use the word rebuke. Because that has a little bit of a sharp bite to it, usually. But that's really what I'm talking about. We need to rebuke, to say, look hard at how you're living some of these issues, how you're seeing some of these issues, and make some changes.
Well, that's what Proverbs says. I can't quote it exactly, but something about rebuke a wise man, and he will listen. Rebuke a fool, and he won't. Some of this table of contents, I love these. From whom do you seek praise? These are not just casual and regular chapters. They've got some great, you've got some really good stuff in here. Discipling, choosing your spouse, adult friends. I mean, these are great subjects.
Now, somebody tuning in saying, oh, I can't make it on Saturday, or a woman's thinking, you know, I'd love to get this from my husband, my son, my neighbor. You can stop by a website. It's David K. Webb, WEBB.com, DavidKWebb.com. It's a website about this book, the other children's book you recently released.
I think you're working
on two more. And also a book that we had Dr. Webb and Christine in many years ago, Wisdom of Life. And that's where Christine compiled, I think, over a four-year period or a number of year period, the many letters on Proverbs and taking her through the Bible. She compiled all those writings and put them into the book, and we've talked about that. So that's also available, or you can find out more at davidkwebb.com, davidkwebb.com. Or if they want to maybe email, have questions, or needed other information, they can write dkwbook@gmail.com. dkwbook@gmail.com. And if you're driving to work or didn't have time to write it down, call the station. We'll have all this information for Karen to pass on to you. But we highly recommend this book, Letters to David. And this other book, I think we just have a minute or two, but what I like about this other book, not only is it very visually appealing with some of the illustrations such, but you have a special heart for a group in Africa where they're serving children. It's a children's home. home, and any proceeds or profits made will go to the children's home. But wait, there's more. Not only will those proceeds go, but you and Judy have determined that you will match any of the profits made, so this children's home will be kind of double funded. Can you mention something about the children's home? And maybe we'll have you back another time or something.
Because I have a question.
But
yet,
this book is called Rescue at the Dock, Bedtime Stories of Cozy McIntosh and His Seaside Village.
That's great.
Yes, we were in Africa, Kenya, for a mission hospital tour several years ago. Christine and Jeremy go there a lot. And we came in contact with this children's home there that really need financial help. They can hardly even pay their staff most months. And so any proceeds from this book, this children's book, Rescue at the Dock, will be doubled and matched by my wife and I, and we're going to send the money to them so that they can continue to survive and do their ministry.
Thank you. That's so generous.
So to find out more about this book and whether we can get Dr. Webb to come back in at some time, we're going to work on getting Christine Hendricks, Dr. Webb's daughter, to talk more about the open room. But this book, Rescue at the Dock, along with Letters to David, along with Wisdom of Life, and I think this Rescue at the Dock is a series of three books. So you can find out more about all these books at davidkwebb.com. davidkwebb.com. And for those of you men that are interested in a men's study starting this Saturday, November 2nd, stop by the-openroom.com, the-openroom.com. And for that matter, the movie nights that are there, the prayer nights that happen, maybe you want to start a small group Bible study or other arrangements and things that are going on at the Open Room in downtown Muhammad, stop by the-openroom.com.
So it's not just for Muhammad people.
No.
Okay.
Everybody. Anybody.
Yeah. Great.
So that's exciting things happening in our own backyard here in Muhammad, and I hope to get Dr. Hendricks, Christine, your daughter, in to talk about her vision for that and the unique way. So please be praying that up. It's free. It's open. It's accessible. It's centrally located, and it seems like God is doing a variety of things there.
Great things.
And this Saturday, men, if you're not a part of a small group study or meeting with other men, this would be a great launching point for you to learn some life lessons from a 73-year-old as he's passing it down to himself in this book, Letters to David. Find out more at davidkwebb.com, davidkwebb.com, or to register or find out more about the Open Room, the-openroom.com, the-openroom.com. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, so you can listen to it again or tune in for yesterday's program that we talked all about, Revelation 4:11. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dr. David Webb with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.